This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. Download their mobile app from the App Store or Google Play. Players can check tickets right in the palm of their hand and more.
It was an unpopular decision for Badger fans on Thursday, but Wisconsin AD Chris McIntosh announcing head football coach Luke Fickell will be back on the sidelines again next season. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Wisconsin 15-19 in three-plus seasons under Fickell, including a 2-6 mark this season. Badgers host number 24 Washington on Saturday at Camp Randall. Week 10 of the NFL season kicked off last night with a yawner. Denver beat Las Vegas 10-7. Bo Nix throwing for just 150 yards and a touchdown with two picks in the win. The Broncos 8-2, however, first place in the AFC West. Packers back on the practice field getting ready for the Eagles and the tush push on Monday night. Defensive lineman Colby Wooden was asked the best way to defend that play.
Just line up, play football. You don't do something certain. The best way I can say that is you just line up, play football. We're not searching. We're not root. You just get up, play football.
Don't let them get the fourth and one.
Exactly my point. Don't let them get the third and short or fourth and short. Keep them out that, and that's the best defense for it.
Packers have lost their last three against Philly. The Brewers have extended a $22 million qualifying offer to pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who declined his mutual option with the club earlier this week. He'll have until November 18th to accept or decline the offer. After a two-year run as Brewers associate manager, Ricky Weeks leaving the dugout for a new role, special assistant in baseball operations and domestic international scouting. Bucks will take on the Bulls in NBA Cup play starting tonight in Milwaukee. College basketball season continues. The Badgers shoot for their second straight win this season. They'll host Northern Illinois, the 10th-ranked Hockey Badgers, on the road at number 2 Michigan tonight. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.